Evan Hendricks is the editor and publisher of Privacy Times and author of the book Credit Scores and Credit Reports. He came by to explain what to do if your identity is stolen.
It all starts with the credit reports. It's at the epicenter of identity theft because they can steal because they disclose your credit report. So you need to check your own credit report. And the first place you want to look is the last section, which is called the inquiry section. And that shows who's looked at your credit report. If you live in California and some auto dealer in Texas pulled your credit report, that means something's wrong. Plus, if you live in the western states, you're entitled to a free report under a new federal law. And starting March 1st, if you live in the midwestern states, you're entitled to free reports. So there's a growing entitlement to free reports, and people should be exercising those rights, getting their reports for free, and then checking them out.
But if you live, this is sort of moving eastward, if you live in the mid-Atlantic, I guess you need to get a report, but you just have to pay for it.
Some people have to pay for it, but there's still some states like Maryland, New Jersey, and Georgia where you're, under state law, you're entitled to a free report. And if this sounds complicated, that's why you had to write a book about it.
Now, there are more than one company that that files these credit reports. Do you choose one of the companies? Do you pull one from all three?
There's two trains of thought. If you're going to apply for credit in the next 60 to 90 days, we say get all three at once, your Experian, your TransUnion, and your Equifax. But if you're not planning on a major credit move, then get one now, get one 4 months from now, and get the final one 8 months from now, and that way you can use your free report rights to monitor your credit report and look out for signs of identity theft.
So how do you protect yourselves? What are the key steps that one has to take to protect themselves from identity theft?
There's a list of tricks. Don't give out your Social Security number if you don't have to. Try and make sure that you have a locking mailbox because thieves also hit mailboxes. And on the internet or over the phone, don't give out information to people that you don't know. The problem is a case like this shows you can do all of that and still get hit because our personal information is kept in all these huge databases. And those are sort of like the electronic equivalent of having swimming pools without fences around them because the security is not adequate. And so it all gets back to monitoring your credit report because the early signs of identity theft always show up in the credit report first.
Now, a lot more people are conducting transactions online. They're buying things online. They're doing their banking online. What kinds of things do you need to do if you are engaging in commerce on the internet?
You want to make sure that you have firewall and virus and spyware protection because those will help protect your information. You want to make sure that you have set up the account with the bank, and then you have to watch out for phishing. That's when you get the emails from someone that says that they're Citibank or says they're Washington Mutual, and that you just have to provide all this information so they can fix your account. And those are called phishing schemes because they're trying to get the personal information so they can commit identity theft. And it's amazing to me how successful they're being in this age.
What about, you talked about your mail, which comes into the house. What about your mail that goes out of the house? Do you need to get a shredder at home to make sure that you don't pass on information unwittingly?
Yeah, the shredder is now becoming a basic item in the household because you might get pre-approved credit card offers and other things that have personal information on them, and you want to shred those before putting them in the trash.
What's the most surprising thing you've learned in digging into this?
I think the most surprising thing is the creativity of identity thieves. In this latest escapade, they dummied up businesses so they'd be able to get access to this juicy information. And the other thing is that identity theft used to be a retail operation, be one person at a time. And now we see the gangs are going wholesale, so they're trying to find a whole database full of information and then cherry pick who has the best credit histories when they steal identities.
So they cast a very wide fishing net and just sort of cherry-pick what they want.
Yes.
If you've been a victim of identity theft, and I have, you know how difficult it is to remove these dark marks from your record. If you do fall victim to this, what are the key things you need to do?
You have to realize you have a new part-time job. You have to open a folder and keep very good records, and you have to write dispute letters to the credit reporting agencies, and you have to send them registered mail and keep track of all the responses. If the system works the way it's supposed to, if provide the fraud affidavit from the police department naming the accounts and you put a fraud alert on, that's supposed to handle the problem.
Supposed to handle the problem.
If it doesn't handle the problem, then I strongly recommend people find lawyers that specialize in this area because the lawyers that know this area can usually take your case for little or no money out of pocket, and they can usually – that's what makes the credit bureaus sit up straight and behave themselves when they realize there's a lawyer on the other side of the table. And so if the system works the way it's supposed to, You just have to put a fraud alert on and provide a police report, and that's supposed to take care of it. But unfortunately, I've seen many cases where that does not got the job done, and people had to file a federal lawsuit to get their credit report cleaned up.
Evan Hendricks, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Evan Hendricks is the editor and publisher of Privacy Times.